This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We have our elevator pitch.
Getting into the elevator pitch, you know how we do it. Every Tuesday, we bring an entrepreneur face to face with a potential investor with the idea that, you know, is he able to sell the business or articulate it in such a way that piques interest in the next person who's willing to put down something into the business? And that is what we get into on Tuesdays. And today we are going to be talking to Veli Mashaba, who's the founder of Vel's Heaven. And of course, I'm a coach today, Dr. Lucas the Champ Moloi, who is a published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach. Doc, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to the whole team. Thank you very much for having me. We're doing well.
Thank you for joining us. Veli, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Ma'am. Good morning.
Sorry. My apologies. Oh, no, are you well?
I'm good. How are you? And to the rest of the team, how are you guys?
No, we're great. We're great, Veli. Welcome to Capricorn Breakfast.
Thank you so much, and good morning to all the listeners.
So, you are the founder of a hair brand. Are you about to get into the elevator? Are you ready for your pitch to start?
I am.
All right, I will give you the go-ahead and let you know when exactly you can start, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Veli, go ahead.
So, you know, Hebel's Heaven was not a product that was born in the boardroom or through a business plan. What actually happened is a testimony, like my personal experience that turned into a testimony. So, like, negligible twist, right? So, because I engage a lot on Facebook, I ask people to recommend something that can grow my hairline. So, people posted a lot, different products. So, what I did is then I took all those individual products and then got it mixed in a container. And then my hair started growing. And
our
then because
time
people think this,
is up now.
Oh.
Excuse me, ma'am. Our time is up. And you had only 30 seconds to talk to
oh,
our potential members. I know. It's
okay,
like in
I
real life.
Yeah, I really like, thought it was 60 seconds.
I'm 30, ma'am. You know, and you know, August is coming up. You're going to be in an event. Somebody that you are eyeing, you want to talk to. And you have limited time to talk to them because as you're talking to them, somebody's coming and grabbing them by the hand. And then what?
Yo, and then what?
And then what? Okay, Dr. Lucas Moloi, that's what our entrepreneur, that's how far she, you know, went today. Well, she said she had the impression that it's 60 seconds, but 30 seconds. But with what you've heard, what can you say?
She shouldn't be too hard on herself that she didn't go there. A lot of people battle with time when it comes to pitches and that. But surprisingly enough, even if she didn't finish, I probably would give her time to come and talk.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Stories are very important in business.
Yeah.
And you've got to be able to narrate that story. So one of the things that she needs to go do now is to go back and refine her story and that and time herself so that she's able to do this in time. Mm-hmm. But stories are important because they pull your interest. And now we are left wanting to know what is it that happened after. You know, she didn't get to her time and that, but now we are intrigued to know the full story and that. So stories have got the power of that. But what she needs to do is practice. You know, you must always practice your pitch. As an entrepreneur and that, spend a lot of time practicing your pitch. It's the most important part or the most important presentation of your business. You must practice it all the time, so that you never know when you're going to meet someone who's interested in and can take your business forward.
Yeah, and you know, with what you've said, Dr. Moloi, the issue that Veli shouldn't be too hard on herself, I think with that story already, she had us hooked, and I'm wondering, and then what? And you and I know, Dr. Moloi, that the hair business, a multi-billion rand and dollar and everything the world over,
yeah.
The hair business
yeah.
is money business. And when she has got into a space where A lot of black women, you know, have problems. We're talking about the restoration of hair, the growth, the replenishment of hair, the activation of hair. So, Vedi, you are on the right track, as our business coach have said. You know, you are definitely on the right track. And thank you for coming through. Yes, Didemloy.
The hair business and back, you know, historically it was seen as a woman business. But if we look today, even men so worry much about their hair. They lose hair, they want to transplant it and everything. So going into that business is one of the businesses that really has got great potential. So yeah, good luck to her. And she must just keep the flame going.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Didemloy, who's a published author, award-winning speaker, entrepreneur, business and executive coach, and entrepreneur of the day. Thank you, Veli. And we're wishing you the absolute best for your business. That's Veli Mashaba, founder of Val's Heaven.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.